Hear Psalm 121, the psalm that is appointed for this Sunday. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. As Pastor said, I'm a fourth-year student at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and so I bring you greetings from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and want to thank you for all the ways that you support the seminary and those of us who are training to be full-time church workers. The support that you give is somewhat hidden in here in our experience as students. It's something that we experience every day, but it's not something that we often recognize or say thank you for. So, thank you for your support. Now that it's fall outside, perhaps you can imagine yourself sitting around a campfire in the evening. The sun has just set, and you begin to notice some fireflies popping up. Just one on your right, and then one or two more on your left. They appear and then they disappear. They're here and then they're hidden and then they're hidden and then they're here again. It's almost like they're dancing in front of you back and forth. This morning I'd like to dance with you in a paradox. The paradox of God's protection that is both hidden and here at the same time. The things that are hidden in here are around us every day. From the support that I receive and other students receive, from the ways in which fireflies appear and disappear, and even in the ways in which our family loves and supports us from afar. It's there and it's not there at the same time. And whether we want to acknowledge it or not, God's protection is also hidden in here at the same time. When we go to work, we might say a prayer before we leave, asking that God would watch over and protect us as we travel. Or when our loved ones are away from home, we might also ask God to watch over and protect them as they go about their day. And before we go in for a major medical procedure or surgery, we'll pray that God would guide and direct the nurses and the doctors that we've entrusted our loved ones to. These are all times in which we are realizing whether or not that God's protection is hidden in here. But what do we do when that doesn't happen, when God's protection seems to become hidden, when our loved ones do get hurt? When, unlike what the psalm says, it appears like God is sleeping on the job. What do you do? What have you done? See, some of us, when that happens, we just deny that God's protection is real at all. And so we hear Psalm 121 and say, well, if I've gone through this suffering, then clearly the promises that this psalm says then are just simple lies. They're just void. They're empty. They're not real. God really can't protect me like that. Others of us, though, trying to ease the pain of the suffering that we see around us, deny that God could ever actually be hidden. And so we're left to say things then that seem trite and shallow. We might say things like, well, at least you still have the rest of your family. It could have been a lot worse. God has a plan. It'll work out. Let go. Let God. These cliche phrases still claim that God's here, but yet we can't look into the hiddenness of God because it is too terrifying to face. But this tension of God's protection that's both here and hidden at the same time is what we experience every day. And it's what our Savior experienced as well in His death and in His resurrection as well. So I'd like to dance this morning in between those two things. And I hope that as you leave this morning, you can go in hope and trust, knowing that although it might not be okay, you know that you can dance in between this paradox of God's hidden and God's here protection. See, at times God's protection is hidden. And when people are faced with that hiddenness of God's protection, they then conclude that God isn't there at all. And this could happen to you and I easily too. Think of our psalmist today. He's on a journey. Perhaps he's going to Jerusalem for some major festival. And he's been looking towards Jerusalem in expectation of arrival, in hope of finally getting there. But something has happened to him. Something has happened to take his eyes off of Jerusalem, and now he has turned back to the mountains. And he cries out, "From where will my help come from?" Does he cry out to the mountains in hope that something from the mountains will come to him to deliver him? Or does he cry out in doubt that something will come? Whatever it is, something has happened that has interrupted the psalmist's journey. And now God, who seems so present in the expectation and hope of arriving to Jerusalem, appears to be hidden. He's not there. And moments of this, moments of experiencing God's hiddenness happens to us. And I'm sure you have many stories and examples of this as well. These things happen to us, and we look to the mountains and we say, "From where will our help come from?" A car accident, a loss of a job, a diagnosis from a doctor, or even a death of a loved one. We're reminded that God's protection is hidden. We can also be driven to wonder then, is God's protection real or here at all? My grandma just had one of these moments of looking to the mountains. After a few trips to the ER for stomach pains and a few other doctors' visits, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Suddenly, chemotherapy and surgery were in her future, and her journey had changed after living what I call a somewhat normal 77 years of life. Suddenly, her and her husband and our family found ourselves looking to the mountains and crying out, "From where will all help come from? Who will deliver her? Will they deliver her?" We were experiencing God's hiddenness. And when it's so obvious that God's protection is here, it can be hard to forget, hard to remember that God's protection is also hidden. But even though it is also hidden, it is here at the same time. And our psalmist reminds us of this when immediately he follows his cry for help with this. And he says, "My help will come from the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth." And that bold statement, that declaration, you can almost hear the tone of his voice change from one of anxiety, of doubt, of distrust, to one of hope and of expectation of deliverance from God. And so, like the psalmist, my family and I cried out to God, "Our help will come from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And so you too can cry out to the psalmist in the midst of your suffering When God appears to be hidden, you can say, "My help will come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And so here we dance between the paradox of God's hidden and here protection. We don't deny either one, and we hold them together in tension. But yet while we're dancing in this paradox, we can so stress that God is here and present that we can actually forget then that He's hidden. Because we want to know so much that God is here with us in the midst of our suffering, we can deny His hiddenness in the world as well. Listen in on what might have been a conversation between Paul and these people who he labeled super apostles. Might have went something like this. "Paul, you clearly are not as good of an apostle as we are. I mean, look at all of the suffering that you have endured. God clearly was not with you at all. He has totally abandoned you. I mean, look at what's happened in your life." Paul turns to them and he says to them, "I am not inferior to you at all. Are you servants of Christ? I am even more so. With great labors, with far more imprisonments, with severe beatings, even facing death many times." You can see those confident smiles of the super apostles begin to fade back into their face. Paul continues to list the many things that he has suffered for the sake of Christ. And then he says, by concluding with this, "I know that God is with me. Therefore, I am content with weakness, with insults, with troubles, with persecutions and difficulties for the sake of Christ. Because I know when I am weak, then I am strong." See, the super apostles of Corinth were not able to see God in the midst of suffering. They were only able to see God in the good times of their lives. And so when they saw the suffering that Paul had endured, they concluded that God had clearly withdrawn, that He was no longer active in protecting or watching over or being present with Paul. But Paul concludes, encounters the exact opposite. He says that his God is so much bigger than just being active in the good times, in the good moments. He says that his God is working even in the midst of his suffering, just in a hidden way. And so Paul looks to Christ. He looks to Christ, the one who lived his entire life under the hidden and here protection of God. It was in that same hidden and here protection that Jesus was led up onto a mountain and nailed to a cross. It was in that same hidden and here protection that He rose 3 days later from the dead. And it's into that man, Jesus, that Austin was just baptized into. And it's into that man that you and I have been baptized into as well. Into Jesus, our rescuer and our Savior. The one who lived his whole entire life with God's hidden in here protection. And so you and I can know that even in the midst of our suffering, God will never abandon us. He will always be there working in a hidden and here way. Like He was for Paul, like He was for Jesus, like He will for you and me. Our psalm this morning ends with a declaration of hope. The Lord will protect your going out and your coming in from now until forever. God's protection is both hidden and here. Before my grandma was diagnosed with cancer, my wife and I had planned a trip up to go see my parents and both sets of my grandparents in Michigan here. But after her diagnosis, the trip kind of took on a new meaning for us. It seemed to have more importance. It was more special. But on the way up to Michigan from St. Louis, I started to worry about a few things, to ask myself a few things. Maybe what would she say to me? I am the one who's going to be a pastor. Or would her and her husband maybe break down in disbelief and distrust before Emily and I? What would I say to them? Or maybe would we just ignore it like nothing was wrong at all and just go about our time together? During the few hours that we spent with them, we ate lunch together, we prayed, and we spent time laughing with each other. But we also had the opportunity to take some pictures of them. And that's when I captured this image. Here dance two people whose love has been strengthened over time, and whose faith in Christ is as deep as the love that they share together. But they've just experienced a moment when they've looked to the mountains and cried out, "From where will our help come from?" So they've also said, "Our help will come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." See, they're dancing, but they're also dancing in the paradox of God's hidden and here protection. And while we didn't have this conversation while we were with them, in this picture I see two people who might say something like this. "All right, I'm not okay, but this is okay. God, your protection is hidden, but it's also here, just like it was for Jesus in His death and in His resurrection. So I don't need to be afraid that you're going to abandon me in the midst of my suffering. I know that you are here with me in the midst of it, just in a hidden and in a here way. Because God's protection is hidden and here at the same time. May the Father send His Holy Spirit to you so that you can dance in faith in this tension that God's protection is both hidden and here. In Jesus' name.